Again, that's just an additional holiday that we're putting into our employee manual for our non-union employees. And if there's any conversation about that, if there's not, I'd like to entertain the motion.
Motion.
Motioned by Paul, seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion is carried. Thank you, Paul. Correspondence, we've got quite a few, as everybody knows, in the supporting documents. We have first one, Green County Resolution 15223, authorizing chargebacks of assessment rolls related to services and materials. Senior exemption, second notice, Catskill share is $1,796.74. Green County Resolution 15323, authorizing chargeback of assessment rolls related to services and materials, our share of that, and that's also related to the assessment for seniors, $2,642.16, was Catskill's share. Notice of the Village of Catskill public hearing for zoning amendments on May 10th at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Senior Center. Notification by Green County Board of Election that the town will not have a primary election this year. Next one we have is email from DEC regarding the Landon Avenue extension request from the Village Wastewater Treatment System. So that's been an ongoing project on Landon Avenue policies, but we did have additional correspondence. Continuing business. It's going to be an easy meeting, I think, for a while. Anyway, landfill monitoring. We had a landfill meeting probably about a month ago with all our partners. Peter might be of interest in that. We have New Baltimore and Caro and so forth. And so we really started fine-tuning our expenses. So we ended up requesting additional prices. Pace was our long-standing contractor. And Barnett and Judas, they came in like $1,700 cheaper for the monitoring of gases and water. So with that, I'd like to have a motion that we accept that in contract with Barnett and Judas. So I don't know if
we did it last meeting.
I think we did. We do that last meeting.
We're authorized to sign a contract with.
I at the end of the meeting, I thought we didn't do that, so that's why I brought it back up. But if you can check that, Liz, I think we had a lot of conversation about it, but I don't think we formally passed a resolution.
We made a motion to allow the supervisor to sign the contract.
I could be wrong on that, but if we have it in place, that's great. I'm going to have to listen to the tape.
No.
That's fine. How you doing, Joe?
I make a motion to allow the supervisor to sign the contract with Barton Lopez for the
Judas.
We
got a first by Jeremy, a second. Seconded by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. We covered so much last meeting, I really I gave you the documentation by email, but I don't think we ever formally enacted. Okay. You've got it. Now we're solid as a rock there. All right, new business. Road name application for a Golden Elva. Private road is a lot of tough names in there. But anyway, we leave a private road name off of Mossy Hill Road for the tax parcel ID 186.00-2-3, and the preferred name is White Owl Road.
Doesn't County 911 have to approve this first?
It came from County 911.
That's where it came from, so we're approving it, so then we'll actually proceed. Once we approve it, then we'll sign.
Motion approved.
Motion approved by Jared, seconded by John Scannapico. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. I can't believe we're being that easy tonight.
Yeah.
So I did.
If you were just 2 minutes quicker, you would beat the record.
We're not going to find anything today. I'll talk a little bit. We had a meeting with the fire department today, just to update the board with a little bit with panel bills. So they gave us some of their safety concerns with some of the property maintenance and building conditions and panel bills. So Patrick, code guy. I think it was a productive meeting. I think we hit on a lot of topics. They also wanted to be updated. We're making some good progress with our short-term rentals. It's good for us. We got like 30 that signed up, but you really have to give people notices. Very few people come in and say, I want to register and get my short-term rental permitted. So we've been actively working on that. So that's a positive. So Palinville, I think we kind of agreed to give it to all fire departments on our email chain, so if we get any new Airbnbs or short-term rentals, that they'll be informed. They want to know about building permits. It was also a topic about new roads or new developments, you know, that are coming in. They've been reading a few of our, not ours, but planning board minutes, and it's saying, you know, we might have some engineer from a company saying, well, they talk to XYZ fire department, and we learned today that those engineers or those people that are making the statements and may or may not have contacted the fire department. So we're going to try to notify through the planning board in the very beginning when there's a new subdivision that's going to have private roads, that we want to notify the fire departments involved up front and say, hey, you got this development that's potentially happening in your neighborhood, so they can get on board early. Again, I think we have good road maintenance agreements in place, and we're doing a good job of making sure that the roads are up to a specs, but again, the fire department wants to be actively involved in that process. And rightfully so, so that when they have an emergency out there, they need to know that it's passable and where those things are happening. So we talked about that. Anything else? I mean, we talked about quite a bit, but that was, I think, the highlight of the meeting.
And just agree that we're going to meet twice a year. But that the rest of the departments will set up that and just to go over their concerns, updates, and issues.
Right. So everybody's on the same page. And I think it's kind of like a progress report for everybody, that we have new concerns arise and they can see what we're up against as a town. And I think it was informative to them. I think it was educational for both, because they learned what we are doing. If the public isn't informed, how do they know if they're not coming to a public meeting? So at least we were able to show them the processes that we had in place. You know, like a good example was you need more people. And, you know, we talked about our fire inspections as an example. Right now we're doing a good job. We've had most of our fire and safety inspections completed for the year. And the old process was the BSI, or the safety inspector, was making his own appointments, sending out his own mail, the whole process from A to Z. And now we have our administrative assistant, she's doing the paperwork side, so our inspectors are having more time to be out in the field and actually doing the inspection. So I think we've made a good amount of headway there. It's more productive. So that was that. And what else we got? Anything else?
Who represented PFD?
Garrison, sign in. Ed Shinan, we had Chip Spring.
Yeah, and Doreen.
And Doreen. And that was it, man. Mm-hmm. And then Patrick, myself, and
Doreen's a fireman?
She's a fire commissioner.
She's a commissioner out in the Palinville Fire Department. And I think that's about it. So, Peter, what's on?
I stopped by to tell you guys that for the parade, we have the money for the music. Art Casco gave the Patriot Committee free wage of $1,500. So that should cover everything.
Were we able, if you want to give us a little more on the Patriotic Committee and that, so do you have a band already that's going to, you know, contract that?
I know they have Gallagher's
Pipe and Jar.
Pipe band. That's $750 right there.
Greatly appreciate that. I mean, Patrick and I.
Well, I know you guys stepped up. You know, you were ready to step up, so you don't have to. I think we're going to be okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I did have a request, possibly, depending on where the money, if the funding, if we would do brochures in the tune of $200 or $250. So maybe your $1,500 covers part of that. Is yours $1,500 specifically for music or any other odds and ends?
I think that it can be used for anything.
All right.
But it was stipulated when I asked for.
Perfect. So, because obviously the town of Catskill, we're here to support the parade and all the events and the ins and outs that go along with it to make it to be a successful event for everybody in Catskill. I'm glad to have it back on Main Street too. It's been how many years? 5 years? It'd be COVID for sure. I don't even know if there was one.
Three or four years.
Yeah. So 2019 was coming last year, and then COVID hit, and then that was it. So talked to Barbara Ersig, or texted her today. We're not sure exactly what day they're going to put out the flags in the cemetery. Usually it's a week before Memorial Day. She's out of town on the 20th, and I'm not going to be in town. So whatever she wants to work out, I told her we would orchestrate it with her. The guys, staff at the cemetery, it's been raining. But I got to tell you, they're out there today mowing in between the showers, during the shower. So we're really trying to keep abreast and on top of everything that's going on so that when Memorial Day rolls around, we have that place looking, you know, A number one. And I think we'll, you know, be able to achieve that. So that's important for everybody as well. And tree planting, we're close to that. I got Pat Esposito. We're possibly tomorrow going to actually finalize what trees we're going to buy. Like that. So she went to multiple different vendors, and I think we're close to getting that done.
Awesome.
And I think that's all I got.
I think we need to start publishing the fact that a lot of people sponsor a tree in the cemetery.
Yes, I mean, if we can do something like that on our webpage, I think, especially get the verbiage and kind of know exactly what we want to do. I mean, I think what number that's going to take, but if we're planning them, I mean, the trees that we're looking at, it's probably $250 per tree, and that means we're picking them up at the nursery. That means we're digging the hole. That means we're going to get the mulch. So I don't see us getting a tree in the ground for much less than probably $350 or $400.
Like, most people want to buy the tree and plant it, so, you know.
Right, right. But if we pick it up, I mean, we want to pick up a tree, and we would have to specify what species of trees
we
would like.
Sponsor one of these trees.
Right, and then you'll show up.
So, yeah, they could even sponsor one of the ones we're planting.
They could.
If they want to make a memorial plaque.
They could. And if we're going to do the plaques, I mean, it's probably something around 400, roughly.
We just have to find a vendor that they have to go through for the plaque, and they pay the vendor, and the vendor ships the plaque to us.
Right.
The
Sure, it's not control.
Yeah.
And what we can ask, we can ask the folks that cultivate Catskill because they have flags out there and see what they're doing. Sturm trophies, I don't think so.
What's next to Birdwood?
But if we can get some ideas, those of maybe how we want to have that look on our webpage to.
Sure.
You know, I think the local funeral homes, they can work with us too. If somebody wants to put 25 and it's for the same family, they make small contributions to get to that.
How they advertise it on Main Street for the trees out here that people did the plaques on?
I think that's Cultivate Catskill.
Hudson Talbot right now.
But there's definitely ways to get that out there. So, you know, I mean, for around 400, we can come up with the rules and regulations.
It's even good for people, you know, if someone's getting cremated. And about the bearings in the cemetery, they have a tree or something to visit.
I'm all on it, to be honest with you. I think it's a good program, and it's going to make the place look good for many, many, many years to come. That's important. Okay.
I spoke to Rich Bradley.
You did?
About the yellow school house.
Did you talk to him? Our town attorney has a phone call.
Yeah, I saw him last Monday. He said when he has time, he'll come by and let us know that he can go up there, or he'll just call me and he'll go up.
Okay. Because Ted has a. We plan on doing a Mid-Hudson shoot up there, I believe, on the 20th, actually. So we're going to bring.
What's Keith?
Yeah, skeet shooting, clay pigeons, all that stuff. You know. No, it's actually, so it's through Mid-Hudson Cable. It's, what is it? It's like Meet the Chef and, what was it called?
Bob Tom's going to?
No, Jim Ramey.
Jim Ramey.
Hometown Spotlight is what it's called.
No.
So we're Well, we did. You know, we've had a couple of segments at the Senior Center. So Jim is the host of the show. Jim Ramey's wife was actually a student at the Red Schoolhouse. So she's probably one of the few that we could really have
the
stories that happen. I mean, one story. Not to give the show away, but on occasion, if the teacher didn't make it to the classroom, Ann actually stepped up and, you know, towards the class. So it'll be really interesting to see what Ann has to say. It's going to be great for the schoolhouse. And hopefully we can open it up a couple times a year as a little museum on the weekends and the people come in and visit.
That would be really nice.
It will be nice, yeah, definitely. We got a lot of little gems out there. We just have to polish them up and get them back out there. We have a lot of good history here, just about we're underutilizing some of the stuff that we have. Jared, anything?
Yeah, I just want to know if the board would be in favor of sending a letter of support for Rick and Wolf opening their wine store. They're asking for letters of support to the SLA.
Doesn't that license come through us, Liz? Do we already have it?
This is for a wine store, not for a liquor license.
Yeah.
But we had a liquor license for that establishment come through.
I mean, for a wine store, I'm okay with that.
I'll support it and address it as you go to.
Saves people from driving all the way to Catskill.
It's another tax-paying business, and it's...
Yep.
Right. We need a formal motion on that, Jared?
Motion to send a letter of support.
Seconded by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Yeah, I'm in favor of that, as far as that goes. Anything else, Jared?
No, I think they're signing the whole place. Looks great. The new place is open. Have you seen it up there yet? Oh, you probably saw it back there.
Yeah, we've seen it before. You have the same cameras down at the point, I guess, at the historic point.
Not me.
The county does. The county does, right? So if you can give me that contact, I would talk to them. Because they're standalone as well right now at the point. They're wired. Okay. Inexpensive. Okay. Anything else? Anybody? Do you want to Peter, anything else you want to talk about? Or we should discuss
that.
The money's safe. Our money's safe. So we're in good shape. All right, I guess for that we'll take a motion to
adjourn.
Motion by Dawn.
Second.
Seconded by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. It wasn't a time breaker, was it?
Not even close.